The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yitzchak Schneidman, member of the Kollel Choshen Mishpat and Evan HaEzer in Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Hava'at Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VA'AD or at thehalachacenter.org.
The Gemara on Tezvav, Amud Beis, and Tezayin Amud Aleph discusses the Tumah of Klei Zechuchis. We'll be makdim midiraisa. There's three kinds of kelim that are makabel tumah, mainly kli matchis, which is metal kelim, kli eitz, which is wooden kelim, and kli cheres, which is earthen kelim. And the halachas of all these three kelim, they have different halachas, and some halachas they're similar, and some halachas they're different. We'll start with a kli matchis, which is a metal kli, becomes tumah whether the tumah touched the kli from the inside, whether the tumah touched the kli from the outside. And even a flat keli is makabel tumah, like a knife. Even though there's no inside to the kli, it's not like a bowl, a cup, it's makabel tumah. It doesn't need a, that's called pshute kli matches. Even though it's a davar pashut, there's no kli kibul, it's makabel tumah. And if it becomes tumah, you could toivel the kli. Then there's kli eitz. Midiraisa, a kli eitz, a wooden kli, is only makabel tumah if it has an inside, like a cup, a bowl, a wooden knife. Midiraisa wouldn't be makabel tumah. A kli eitz, if it becomes tumah, you could toivel it. Then there's a kli cheres. A kli cheres has a kula. That means if tumah touches a kli cheres from the outside, it doesn't become tumah. A kli cheres only becomes tumah if tumah goes into the kli. And a kli cheres, if the tumah has to go into the kli, obviously a kli cheres can only become tumah if there's an inside to it. But a kli cheres has a chumrah that if it becomes tumah, you can't toivel it. It's tumah forever until it's broken. A kli, now we have another kli, a glass kli, a kli zchuchis. A kli zchuchis midiraisa is not makabel tumah. The Torah doesn't say a kli zchuchis is tumah. A kli zchuchis is not makabel tumah. Our Gemara, the Gemara in Bayos, brings the price that Yosi ben Yehezer and Yosi ben Yochanan, they were geyser midrabanan a tumah on kli zchuchis. The Gemara says, why? Why were they geyser a tumah on kli zchuchis? The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan said, b'shem Reish Lakish, because it's similar to kli cheres, that both of them are created from the dirt, from the earth. Zchuchis comes, the Gemara says, min hachoil, it comes from the sand. Now, what the sugya is basically discussing is if the reason why kli zchuchis is makabel tumah is because it's similar to a kli cheres, the halacha should be similar to a kli cheres, meaning it shouldn't help if you toivel it. It shouldn't help, and it should not become tumah if tumah touches it from the outside. So the Gemara in the beginning says, brings a braisa, that the braisa seems to say that you could toivel kli zchuchis, which doesn't fit with this, that we're saying that the reason why kli zchuchis is tameh is because it's similar to a kli cheres. If it's similar to a kli cheres, it shouldn't help tvila. So on that, the Gemara says that really it doesn't help, you can't toivel it. And the braisa that says you could toivel it is talking in a specific case. A specific case that it becomes a maimit, what the Gemara on Tezvav Amud Beis talks about. Then the Gemara on Tezayin Amud Aleph says that it's really mavur in the Mishnah in Kelim, that kli zchuchis does become tummy if something touches it from the outside. Which really, a kli cheres doesn't become tummy if something touches it from the outside. And if kli zchuchis is tummy because it's similar to kli cheres, it shouldn't become tummy if something touches it from the outside. To which the Gemara and Tezayin Amar Aleph says that even though the tumah of a kli zchuchis, of a glass kli, is because it's similar to a kli cheres, but it has a specific similarity to kli matchis, to a metal kli, that gives it certain halachas that are in kli matchis will be in kli zchuchis too. The Gemara says it's similar because both of them, if you melt them down, you could remake the kli again. Metal you could melt down and remake the kli. Zchuchis you could melt it and remake the kli. So they gave it this chumra that if tumah touches it from the outside, it becomes tummy, even though kli cheres doesn't have that chumra. And Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Rav Ashi says, that really it's not similar in any way to kli matchis. Just the reason why by kli zchuchis we say that even though if Tumah touches it from the outside, it's Tameh, is because the inside and the outside look very similar because it's see-through. So the Chachamim will geizer Tumah whether it touches it from the inside, whether it touches it from the outside. Meaning, the difference in between the first teretz of the Gemara and the second teretz of the Gemara is, according to the first teretz, the reason why if Tumah touches it from the outside becomes Tameh is because it's similar to Kli Matches. And according to the second teretz of the Gemara, it's not because it's similar in any way to Kli Matches. It's because, even though it's similar to Kli Cheres, this kind of Kli Cheres deserves that it should be Tameh from the outside, because a see-through Kli Cheres deserves to be Tameh from the outside. That's this sugya of the Gemara of Klei Shuchas. This sugya, seemingly it's a sugya of Tum of a tiger, which Bizman Azeh, Ad Sheyibana Beis HaMikdash, doesn't have any practical application. Which is really, on a lot of Tum of a tiger, seemingly, there's not a lot of practical application to it. But really, there are a lot of practical applications to things that are discussed in our sugya in tigers. Reb Shloime Cohen from Vilna in his Agoyes Cheshek Shloime, I think it's in Perek Beis de Kalim, goes through a bunch of nafkaminis that there are la'alocha from knowing if something is makabel tuma or not makabel tuma. And his nafkaminis go into two categories. One, he says, is there's a lot of halachas in the Torah that need a keli. L'mashal, washing netilas yadayim. Washing netilas yadayim, you have to wash from a keli. Something that's not a keli, it's not kosher to wash netilas yadayim from. So if we want to know what's considered a keli in the Torah, what's not considered a keli, that's all what's mavur in Mishnayis and Kalim, what's considered a keli. A mikveh can't be filled up with mayim shuvim. You can't fill up a pitcher and pour it in directly into the mikveh. That's called the mayim was shov into the mikveh. What makes something shov? That it was taken with a kli, the water was in a keli, and you poured it from a keli into the mikveh. We have to know what's considered a keli. How big of a hole could the keli have? And it's still considered a keli. And after how big of a hole is it not considered a keli anymore? Those are halachas that are mavur in Mishnayis keli. Just those halachas are not dependable on tum of a tiger. Those halachas are dependable on what's the kli that you need for tum of a tiger. Then there's another category of nafkaminas where the tum of a tiger itself is negeya, bizman hazeh. One is a simple one. Schach for a sukkah, the Gemara and the Mishnayis and sukkah amavur, that you need two tnoim. They have to have two qualifications to be kosher for schach. One is it has to grow from the ground. And the other one is, even if it grows from the ground, it's not kosher. If someone will take wooden cups and wooden spoons and he'll cover his sukkah with them, it's not going to be a kosher or sukkah, because it has to be something that's not makabel tumah. So now we have to know what's makabel tumah, what's not makabel tumah, in order to know what we could use for schach. So, and over there, what's relevant to us is the hilchas tumah v'tayra of it. Another nafkamina there is, which will make a big, which our sugi is very negated, that nafkamina is. There's a halach in Yeredeyan, Simikov Tzadik. Isha finds a kesem. She's tumah. There's a lot of kulis in ksamim. One of the coolest that is in Ksamim, it comes to the Gemara Nida says, is that Rav Nechemia says that Isha finds dam on a dover she'ene mekabel tumah, meaning let's say she would find dam on the karka, on the floor outside, if she wouldn't be tummy if it's a question of a kesem, because she found the kesem on a dover she'ene mekabel tumah. Now, if we'll have a keli, you'll have a stone kli. A kli evin is not makabel tumah. An isha will find a kesem on a kli evin. She won't be tumah because she found the kesem on a dover she'ene makabel tumah. Let's say she found the kesem on a kli cheres. Is it kli cheres? You would say, is a dover hamakabel tumah? So it's the isha's tumah. The Gemara says in Nida and Daf Samach, and it's brought, I think, in the Chochmas Adam la'alocha, that if you find, it depends where you find the kesem. If you find the kesem on the inside of the kli cheres, the isha's tamei mishum kesem. If you find the kesem on the outside of the kli cheres, she's tamei. And the reason is, because even though the keli could become tamei, but the keli could only be makabel tumah from the inside. The keli cannot be, a kli cheres can't be makabel tumah from the outside. So the outside of a kli cheres is a davar she'enoi mekabel tumah. If tumah touches that area, it won't become tumah. So memel, if the isha finds a kesem on the outside of a kli cheres, she'll be tumah. So really, it's the nafkamina from our Gemara. If we say that a kli schuches, which the Gemara says is, that a kli schuches is makabel tumah from the inside and from the outside, we know now that if she'll find a kesem on either side of the glass keli, if it's a keli, the isha will be tumah. Because the Gemara says, for whatever reason, that it's makabel tumah, it's makabel tumah migabai. It's not like kli cheres in it. On the other hand, if you'll have a kli schuches, that's a flat kli, in a way that it's a pshutid, in a way that it's not makabel tumah, that in that we say it's not similar to a kli matches, for whatever reason the Gemara says, the isha won't be tumah mishum kesem, because it's not makabel tumah. So really, all the nafkaminas of the Gemara could make a very practical nafkamina. There's other cases, for tumas kehanim it could make a nafkamina, meaning a kohen is not allowed to be in a room with a mess. Let's say adjoining to the room with the mess, there's another room. So if there's an open window or there's an opening in between the two rooms, we say the tumah travels from the mess into the other room, and a kohen, even bezman hazeh, is not allowed to be in there. But let's say you stuffed up the window, a kohen could go into the other room, because we say they're not in the same area. But the Gemara says, the Gemara, and it's Mavur in Mishnayis, I think, that if something is something that's makabel tumah, is not enough for a hefsik. We say if something is makabel tumah, the tumah will still travel through, even though physically the opening is stuffed up. So now if someone will put pshutei kli schuches, meaning flat kli schuches, there, the tumah won't go through because it stuffs up the hole. But if we'll put kelim that are tumah, kli schuches that are tumah by the opening, the tumah might go through because it's a kli tumah. And even though the outside of the kli is what stuff is making the hefsik, the outside of the kli that's facing the mess is making the hefsik in between the two rooms, but the outside of the kli schuches is makabel tumah, so therefore the tumah would travel through. But if we would put a kli cheres that we knew was tohar, which is not shchiach b'zman hazeh, by the opening, it won't travel through, because the outside of the kli cheres is not makabel tumah. That's one of the differences. One more small thing. The Gemara says that a kli schuches doesn't help tvila. And that's what the Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Kelim says, that an aglias kli, but you can't tovel it. It doesn't help to tovel it. Which seemingly it's a mefurish Gemara by Yosam Tazvavam at Beis. The Gemara says that since kli schuches is similar to a kli cheres, if it becomes tame, you can't tovel it like a kli cheres. The Rash in Perek Lamed of Kelim seems to be understanding that there is, at least in some ways, at some point, that you could toivel a kli schuches and it will become tohar, which is seemingly is fakert from our Gemara. Our Gemara seems to say that kli schuches is similar to kli cheres and you can't toivel it. And this question, really, the Chassam Sofer says someone asked this question to him, and the Chassam Sofer wanted to say because of this that the Gemara later in the sugya might have switched and been choizer and said that tefila does work. That's how at least the Rash understood, and he's choilek on the Rambam. And he sent this to a tshuvah in a shaila to Reb Kiveiger. And Reb Kiveiger, it's in tshuvahs Reb Kiveiger, the first chaylik, Simon Reish Yud. Reb Kiveiger quotes what the Chassam Sofer, what his Edom told him, what his Edom wrote to him. And Reb Kiveiger says that he could answer the rashness very simply. He says, really, of course, tevila does not help on kli schuches like the Gemara seems to be saying. Just, he says, kli schuches from the outside really should not be makabel tumah, because kli schuches are similar to a kli cheres, and a kli cheres is not makabel tumah from the outside. Why is a kli schuches makabel tumah from the outside? So the Gemara says two answers. The first answer of the Gemara says because it has a similarity to klei matches. The second teretz of the Gemara says even though it does not have a similarity to Klei Matchesis. It's a totally a Kli Cheres, still it's Mekabel Tumah from the outside. Rav Kveger says the difference in between the two Terutzim would be like this. If Tumah touched the Klei Schuches on the outside, the Tumah did not go on to the inside of the Klei Schuches, would you be able now to Tovel this Kli and it should become Tahir? Because someone, he says, one could argue and say that where doesn't it help Tvila and Klei Schuches? That's when I'm saying that the Klei Schuches is Tameh because it's similar to a Kli Cheres. So I'm saying since it's similar to a Kli Cheres doesn't have Tvila. You can't be Matayrid Al Yidei Tvila. So, but when the Tum is touching it from the outside, it's the reason why it's Tameh is not because it's similar to a Kli Cheres. If it was just similar to a Kli Cheres, it wouldn't be Tameh altogether just like a Kli Cheres. The reason why it's Mekabel Tumah is because it's similar to a Kli Matches. So Reb Kveger says, you can't hold on to it from both sides, say it should be Mekabel Tumah because it's like a Kli Matches, and you shouldn't be able, and you can't Tovel it because it's like a Kli Cheres. Because pick your choice. If it's like a Kli Cheres, it shouldn't be Tameh. If it's like a Kli Matches, it should help Tvila. He says, that the Rambam says that it doesn't help Tvila by Kli Matches, ever it doesn't help, is if we go like Rav Ashi, at the end of the Gemara that says that the reason why it's Mekabel Tumah from the outside is not because it's similar to Kli Cheres. It's because it's similar to Kli Cheres. So then I could say it's Mekabel Tumah from the outside because of its own rules, because it's see-through, and it doesn't help Tevila because it's like a Kli Cheres. He says the Rashi Perek Lamed and Kalim is going according to the first Teretz of the Gemara. That's saying the reason why it's Mekabel Tumah from the outside is because it's similar to Kli Matches. He says if it's similar to Kli Matches, so then you can't say that it's Mekabel Tumah and it doesn't help Tvila, because that's not similar to any of the two. That's the whole tshuva of Rav Kveger, most of the tshuva.